Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Malone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. And now, play ball. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo takes first base on ball four. Joost moves to third. Lehner moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive towards right. Philly catches it and throws to home to double up Joost. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski takes first base on ball four. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a line drive into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a pop-up into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert bunts towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter catches it and throws to first to double up Philly. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fain. The throw from Malone and he is out. Michael's applying the tag. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ostrowski takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ostrowski moves to second. Nelly Fox pinch hits for Randy Gumpert. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kuzava now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Lehner moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Guerra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ostrowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lehner hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gordon Goldsberry pinch hits for Bob Kuzava. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to second. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. 1 out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Adams steals second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly strikes out. Guerra drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Philly out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Bruner now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Malone to Carrasquel and they have Vallow trapped. The throw over to Appling, who applies the tag for the out. 1 out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Malone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Guerra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hooper. Majeski moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Majeski scores. One out. It's 4-1, Athletics. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Ostrowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ostrowski moves to third. Jim Busby pinch runs for Eddie Malone. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dillinger. Ostrowski scores. Busby moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Jack Bruner. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Carl Scheib now pitching. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 4 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Scheib covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.